is DW. A scientific breakthrough may eventually allow many blind people to see. A handful of volunteers are already seeing the promise of a new device about 18 months into a 5-year clinical study at the University of California, Los Angeles. Dr. Nader Puration leads the study of an experimental device called the Orion. Here's how it works. Using a camera attached to a pair of sunglasses, Orion captures images a person would see, then sends the data through a handheld device to an implant that's been surgically inserted into the visual part of the brain. The implant then turns those images into dots of light the patient can see. While not restoring sight in the traditional sense, what patients can see are flashes of light in certain configurations. Read the full story at cbsnews.com. A link is in the podcast description. When engineers first endeavored to teach computers to see, they took it for granted that computers would see like humans. The first proposals for computer vision in the 1960s were clearly motivated by characteristics of human vision. Well, things have changed a lot since then. Computer vision has grown from a pie-in-the-sky idea into a sprawling field. Computers can now outperform human beings in some vision tasks, like classifying pictures, say a dog or a wolf, and detecting anomalies in medical images. And the way artificial neural networks process visual data looks increasingly dissimilar from the way humans do. The neural networks underlying computer vision are fairly straightforward. They receive an image as input and process it through a series of steps. They first detect pixels, then edges and contours, then whole objects, before eventually producing a final guess about what they're looking at. Well, these are known as feed-forward systems because of their assembly line setup. Well, human vision is a feedback system. Computer vision sometimes is superior to human vision at some tasks, and that's raised the question, does computer vision need inspiration from human vision at all? Well, these questions are asked and answered at quantummagazine.org, the link in the podcast description. Visitors descending on the remote Nevada desert for Storm Area 51 are from Earth, not outer space. No one knows what to expect, but the tiny town of Rachel, near the once secret military research site, are preparing for an influx of people over the next few days. It's happening. We already have people from all over the world, said Little Alien proprietor Connie West on Wednesday. That was from her bustling cafe and motel, where volunteers have already arrived from Poland, Scotland, Australia, Florida, Idaho, and Oklahoma. Neighbors, elected officials, event organizers said the craze sparked by the internet joke inviting people to see them aliens might become a cultural marker, a monumental dud, or something in between. Area 51 secrecy has long fueled fascination about extraterrestrial life, UFOs, and conspiracy theories, giving rise to the events this week and prompting military warnings not to approach the protected site. Read about the small town's preparations to keep folks safe at yahoo.com. And remember, there might not be aliens, but there are critters, snakes, and scorpions, and heavily armed military. They'll be waiting. The links to this and the other of today's stories are in the podcast description, podcast 85, for those keeping track. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. This is DW.